it on your throne. We join the angels to adore you. We join the angels to exalt.
One that dances in fire, the one that sends Leviathan on an errand, the one that speaks to the wind and it steals, to the immortal, invincible, the only wise God, the one that was there when the clouds were still in their true form, when the constellations were formed from nothing, when the sun arose from the depths of eternity, when eternity arose from the Great One. The morning stars rejoice. Their shofars were alive with prophetic praise. Then the monarch sat upon his throne, and the river of glass lost its silence. He took hold of his scepter, the great weapon of his judgment of whose I am. And the heavens began to chant, "Who can stand the Lord of Israel's armies?" The one that reduced death to siesta and the grave to a spa. Who can number his days? The very depths of the oceans quake before him. Even Leviathan the sea god chants his praise. He is famous for breaking the spirits of the powers that be. Sickness before him is like chaff blown into the inferno. Who is like our God?
To you alone, oh, yes, unto the Lamb of God who is seated on the throne. Woo! We join the angels to adore you. Yes, you are a man in the sky. We join the angels.
How best do you describe a God whose fame resounds through the ages, yet he has no Twitter handle or Facebook pages? What adjectives can be used to quantify, qualify, or modify a God that cannot be analyzed? A God without width or size or length or breadth or height? A God beyond physical sight, yet he is visible even at night. Agune Chamba, the one who does not need a courtroom, but he is judge. Who can question a God that weighs this much? He gives balance to the mountains and waters to the fountains. The constellations tremble with Adonai thunder. As a result, they rend their garment and it rains judgment upon the earth. Why do the heathen rage? Why do the kings imagine a vain thing? For now, even God takes them into his lecture room to teach them about his supremacy. He breaks the bars of iron and casts his awe upon them. Golds will melt, diamonds break, harps resound to the joyful King of Israel. He has come with fire in his eyes and judgment in his mouth, and a sword in his hand. Devil, your time is up. There will be no more hiding place for the wicked. He has come. The world will smile again. And who is this King of glory? He is the Lord, strong and mighty.